from our sideline perspective, it seems like Josh has been quite a playmaker for you guys. When you reviewed the film, what are you seeing? You're seeing the big picture there.
Well, he's still making some mistakes, but through it all, he's still showing up and being active, and he's had an opportunity to make some plays, but he still has a ways to go. Josh is an extremely hard worker, intelligent. We're putting a lot on his plate to start, and then we just got to find out what best suits him and gives us the best opportunity to get something out of him moving forward.
Did you have to tell him to tone it down a little bit after that big hit on Dupree on the first day of pass?
Be smart more than anything else. We know we're not playing the Green Bay Packers, and we don't want to lose anybody and through some unfortunate situation. But I think as a defensive player, you have to practice a certain way. And one of the things that we've been preaching, you know, all offseason is our pursuit and finish. And to be a good defense, you got to run to the ball. And in doing that, sometimes you're going to have some situations like that. But we just got to be smart and make sure that we're not putting anybody in any compromising positions and losing anybody. But we like that. We got to keep that going. That's a good thing.
Well, in that vein, you've got some hitters back there all of a sudden. I mean, Bryce, actually, you know, you look at his tape last year, he lit guys up, and now, Jones, you can't stop him from hitting people. Is that kind of exciting as a coach? You got
it, it really is, because I think it can be a, I don't want to say a lost art. I mean, you know, with player safety and so forth, sometimes that can kind of be put on the back burner and so forth, and you'll see guys losing their aggressiveness. But I think football's meant to be played a certain way, and player safety is at the height right now, and so we want to be smart and we want to make sure that we're doing things the right way. But I think as a defensive player, you want to still be able to have that physicality, particularly as a defensive back, because the way the game is now and the passing game, you need to have that intimidating factor, that element that guys have something to think about a little bit. And we got some guys that like to hit, and that's I really like that part.
It seems like Morgan can play pretty much anywhere. Where do you think is his best value that he can give to the defense as a guy who can't play at all spots? Where is he best used?
It's hard to say right now. I don't think you can say one spot. I mean, I think Morgan's shown his versatility, and I think that in itself is going to give us that much more flexibility as a defense. So just him being able to play some multiple positions, I think, is tremendous. It's going to just give us that much more flexibility, because we'll have some guys vying for playing time. And as a coaching staff, it's some nice problems to have in terms of trying to fit everybody where they can have an opportunity to produce. So it's good. And Morgan is he's a class act, and he approaches this game very serious, and he knows his value to this team and being able to play multiple roles. So I don't think you can just pinpoint and say, you know, this is what he does best, because I think he's shown he can handle the multiple positions and do it well.
Where have you seen Kentrell take the biggest jump from a guy who a year ago was undrafted, just trying to make the 53, to a guy now who's consistently running with the ones?
Probably communication. Just like young guys, and I experienced it myself coming in the league, when you're a rookie, sometimes your tone isn't as loud as it needs to be. And to play the safety position with all the moving parts, making sure everybody's on the same page, that's hard to do early on. And they need to look no further than Ha. And I talk about Ha when he first got here. Nick Collins, when we first put this system in, they weren't as vocal as you would like them to be, because they're just not as comfortable and they haven't gotten versed in the scheme. And once they get comfortable with it, they become louder. They become a little bit more sure of themselves. And that's the thing that you see with Kendrell. And it's kind of neat, you know, because you see young guys growing, and not only as football players, but as men. And he's done that. And it's really good to see. And he still has a ways to go, and no doubt about that. But just the growth and where he's picked up from last year, it's light years.
Earlier this week, Mike had mentioned that he thought that this is the deepest safety group he's had in his 20 years coaching. When you look at the group, what role has Morgan had in kind of leading them? Because I know after 13, you guys sort of reset at that position and, you know, got a lot younger. How's he been with, you know, the guys you have brought into that room?
I think just the leadership and leading by example. Morgan's not a big talker, but he's going to be the first one in the meetings. He's going to be the last one to go. He's going to be taking notes. He's going to be sitting up there. And the way he practices, Mike used him in an example, I think, a couple of days ago about how to practice. When you talk about a guy like Josh Jones knocking guys to the ground and staying on your feet and practicing like a pro, Morgan, you know, he's a prototype for that. And But this is the leadership. I think the guys respect him because they know what he brings to the table. And it doesn't he doesn't get a whole lot of fanfare, which is fine. And I think he's very, very, you know, understanding of that. And he just goes out and he just works. And I think the other guys see that and they respect it. But I think more so than anything else, he's kind of like a coach on the field. And he makes my job a lot more easier because they can go to him and ask questions and he can explain it to them. And some of the growing pains that they're growing through, he's been through it. And he, you know, he's had his issues where, you know, he's taken a lot of flack and so forth. So he's been through that tough part and he's withstood it. And so he's a great resource for those guys.
We saw Marwin have an interception real early in camp. Just curious what you see that's different about his game in year two now that he's a year older.
Very similar to Kendrell. I mean, those guys are, you know, young guys and didn't play a lot early on, but you get down to the playoffs and now you're asking those guys to play. And for those guys to come in here and handle that, you know, that's a task in itself. But Marwin, those guys, they see the competition. They see who they're competing with and so forth. And every day we got down to practice field, it's good for me as a coach because I know those guys want to prove their worthiness and what role they should have on this team. And practice is going to give them a chance. And then obviously when we get into the games, that's going to dictate, you know, how we play the guys. So the challenge for them every day is at an all-time high, which is fun for a coach. And you like that.
Darren, what do you think of Ta and Morgan in terms of their ball skills? I know they spend a lot of time even off to the side maybe working on that stuff.
Improving. But anything else, Rob, I think it's confidence and trusting what you see, eyes, focusing in on the ball and doing the little things. Because really the missed opportunities that we've had over the years, if you catch those balls, you're going to end up with, you know, 5-6 picks every year by just – being where you're supposed to be and doing the little things. And then you factor in a great play here and there. You're looking at, you know, 6-7 picks. And that's all it takes to be recognized as one of the top players in the league at that position. So they're working on it. They get down there a little bit with the wide receivers. And they're working with Jordy and Devontae. So it's one of those deals where they just try to make a conscious effort to improve and try to get better. So it's coming along. If you ask them, though, they'll say their hands are pretty good, but they've had their opportunities that they didn't capitalize on. So hopefully we can clean that up.
Darren, one more about Kendrell. By the end of last season, he was playing a lot of snaps for you. I'm curious, when did you maybe see the light bulb click for him and the game start to slow down during the course of his rookie year?
I don't know if it ever did, to be honest with you, because, again, as rookies, I mean, you know there's going to be some growing pains. And Kendrell, he works as hard as anybody we got. I mean, he's a ferocious hitter. So those guys, you just want to tell them that, hey, they got to understand where they are and where they're going and realize that they still got a long way ahead of them in terms of developing into NFL-type players that can play in, you know, down in and down out. So he's still got a way to, he still has a ways to go.
Darren, you said you've got – a lot of guys that like to hit. This league is a lot different than when you played it when it comes to that aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges to take guys that like to hit and coach them and get them to hit the way it is currently allowed? Because I would think that as a coach, that's a challenge.
It is, but I think at the same time, too, though, Jason, is the player safety part of it. And the toughest thing for me, and we're – talked about this in one of my presentations about taking the head out of the tackle and so forth. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I was joking and I was being facetious when I said it. I said, you guys don't want to end up like myself or Coach Moss with these head issues. And I probably shouldn't have said that. But that's probably the biggest thing that I learned as a coach is that you want to try to take the head out of the tackle as much as you can. And as much as the old school philosophy, get the head across, you know, face them up and all this other stuff. We want to try to lead with that shoulder as much as we can so we keep guys healthy and they're not putting themselves in a compromising position and so forth.
You know, Ken Farrell had that hit early last season where he stood the guy up at the goal line and just showed it was crazy how strong he was. I mean, that was a form tackle.
Yes.
Have you seen that development for guys? Can you still deliver those big hits while taking that aspect out?
Yes, you can. And I think that example that you just used right there, Jason, was the one that I showed because, again, the head was out of the tackle and so forth. And actually the ball carrier was lower because we always talk about pad level. So when you talk about physics and the law of gravity and so forth, Kendrell's supposed to lose that battle. but so much of it comes from within and wanting to get the job done. That's a big, big part of it, because you'll see a lot of guys turn that play down and they'll go ahead and concede based off of, you know, the situation where the ball is. And Kendrell, he just kept fighting and an impressive play.
With Morgan up in the box, how much pressure is that on Ha-Ha or Kendrell to be, you know, deepest man, to be looking at, you know, both sides of the field?
I don't think as much, because both of those guys understand their roles and so forth, and all those guys can play back there, and it's just a matter of doing your job and doing it to the fullest, and that shouldn't be an issue. Both of those guys understand what it takes and what it means to be, you know, a deep zone defender, so that really shouldn't be an issue, and I feel very comfortable putting any one of those guys back there, and that's including Josh Jones.
Darren, do you remember which game that was, the one that I just asked you about?
Oh, that was the first Atlanta game. First Atlanta game, and impressive play, to say the least. Thank you, guys.
Do you know, is everything settled with the league in terms of your situation, and do you know if you'll have to miss anything?
To my knowledge right now, I mean, I've done everything that's been required, and if they decide to do something, then that'll, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But in terms of what's been asked of me to do, everything has been required and been fulfilled.